Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
TNT? Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A lot of messages on Facebook. Feel free to message us. Or I think that's how that is.
Yeah.
I think that's how that works.
That's how that works. Yeah.
I always forget where I read them, either messaging or email. I always forget where I read them from.
The official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, not the unofficial. Those guys are nuts. There's some crazy crap on there.
A nice collection of memes.
Yeah, and some horrible stuff.
If you're entertained by the memes, the unofficial, fan page,
they're pretty hardcore too. Not for the weak at heart, there.
Not at all.
Hi, Craig. How you doing today? It's Monday. Ready for the week?
Yes.
Roaring to go.
Looking forward to the week. Too bad there's only 5 days.
Yeah. Oh wow. Laying it on thick right out of the gate.
You're right. That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too short a week. You're in the car right now heading to work for a 10, 12-hour day, one of those kind of things. I don't know what people do for 10 hours at work, but say you do.
Probably got to work the weekend.
Man, 6 a.m. on a Monday, that is not what anybody wants to hear.
Too bad there's only 5 days. I like that. Way to be positive. Sounds good to me. Try to be positive today's day.
I'm trying to help Todd out with his... blood type.
Be positive.
So that's me.
How was your weekend, brother?
It was great. Yeah. Got to play some golf.
Oh, good for you, man.
Yeah,
the weather wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. And so,
Saturday was a little cool. I was outside myself.
A little windy.
Watching some softball. It was freezing.
A little breezy.
10 o'clock Saturday morning. It was cold. Were you out 10 o'clock Saturday morning?
No.
Okay.
It was freezing. No, you got to prepare properly.
Later on that afternoon, and yesterday was pretty decent in our city, right?
Yeah, you got to prepare properly for the weather.
I'll tell you, our buddy DJ Hot Doggy Dog, whatever we call him nowadays, Kelly, our buddy Kelly, he went to Minneapolis for that game. He told me he's going to the game with his wife. I think they went and saw the Vikings the next day too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wanted to go. He's not a Viking fan. He just wanted to see the stadium. But I knew how cold that Husker game was going to be. I had the game on a smaller TV. A buddy of mine's a Husker fan. He was going to come over. I said, the big screen's Penn State, Iowa. I'll give you the small screen. I'll set up. He goes, I don't care. We're going to lose anyway. But he didn't make it over. So the small screen was still up. And so I had that game on, and I saw how cold it was. The Husker game was like 35 degrees, and it was like sleet and snow.
Yeah, I think it was windy,
and
too.
I remembered that Kelly told me he's going to be there, so I texted him. I said, hey, man, what's it like? And he sent me a photo, him and his wife all bundled up. He says, this blows. And at that point, it was 14-0, and he was leaving at halftime to go see a band down in downtown Minneapolis somewhere. But it looked cold.
Not fun.
No, not at all.
It's a nice place for a game, but I wouldn't want to be there in that kind of weather.
No, no, yeah, I wanted that's any kind of weather. Any stadium looks like that. Sleet, cold, 35 degrees, snow. Oh, brutal.
Yeah, you would think October would be okay to visit, but not this October.
Not this one, no.
Nope.
Last night's baseball game went to 11 innings.
No, you missed that. But the Astros won, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, they beat the Yankees. Tied the game apiece there.
Yeah. Cards are down 2 games.
Yeah.
They play tonight?
Yeah. Yes, they do. Yeah.
Seems the Nats just needed to get rid of that dead weight Bryce Harper.
Exactly. That's the best. That just goes to show you.
It was just pulling them down.
If somebody don't want to sign a $250 million contract, just say, okay, leave then.
Okay, goodbye.
Go.
Yeah. This afternoon, there is a sporting event on. You can catch the end of the 1000bulbs.com 500.
Is that a
NASCAR?
NASCAR.
What happened? Rained yesterday?
Yeah, it got rained out at some point during the
What
race.
Is 1000 bulbs?
Where's that?
It's a website.
A website. Yeah,
that's why I said I know, followed it with .com.
I didn't hear that. Shut up. Don't be so mean, man. I thought you had a good weekend. God, you're acting that way till Monday. Wait till Friday. Biting my head off.
You can buy a whole bunch of different kinds of light bulbs there.
Is that it?
Uh-huh.
They got that kind of money?
Like 1,000 of them?
They got that money to sponsor a race?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. And all of your light bulb...
Just bulbs.
...accessories. Yeah. Well, there's ballasts and drivers, it says
all
here.
Right. It must be also... it must be commercial, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be commercial.
Commercial
yeah.
and residential.
Residential, okay.
Yeah. Fixtures.
Hey, good website.
Restrictor plate racing at Talladega?
Who knows?
It is Talladega, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You know who's doing promos for NASCAR? I saw they're coming to Kansas. Is that next weekend?
Sure.
Yeah, they play. They do it twice a year.
You'll see the actor and you'll go, why is this guy doing NASCAR?
Oh, is it Rowdy Burns?
Rowdy Burns. Yeah. Tom Cruise's rival in. Why was it on the name of
Days of Thunder?
Days of Thunder, right.
That's contemporary.
That's been on cable recently.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Yeah, it's Rowdy Burns, that actor, yeah.
Michael Rooker.
Yeah, Michael Rooker, yeah. He's in a garage talking about NASCAR. I said, hey, man, that's a dude that raced Tom Cruise in Days of Thunder.
Many people would know him from the first four or five seasons of The Walking Dead.
He's been in a ton of stuff, but I remember that's why they got
him. More recently.
Good gig for him.
Oh, yeah.
Pimping NASCAR because you're in one NASCAR movie.
No, he's in the NASCAR movie.
Yeah. Talladega Nights.
Okay. Yeah. But
the real one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that takes it seriously.
Rubin's son is racing.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Tom Cruise? Cole Trickle.
Cole Trickle
and Rowdy Burns.
Rowdy was his arch rival.
Yeah, when they raced on their wheelchairs. That was great.
And then that pretty boy, Cary Elwes.
Oh, that's right. He's in that too.
He is.
He came in at the halfway. Yeah. He was the one that Tom Cruise ended up ramming.
That's right.
That pretty boy. Today's Columbus Day.
Or
depending on where you live.
Man, I've been seeing some major takedowns of Columbus, and I love them too because apparently he sex trafficked too. I didn't know that. Besides just murdering and raping and pillaging, he sex trafficked. Young girls. Did you see that? Mm-mm. They're really pimping the indigenous people. A lot of states and cities are saying it's indigenous people now because they were already here and nobody, he didn't discover dick. So he's getting ripped. Yeah.
Well, he had a good 500-year run.
Yeah, he did. Unless you're the Sopranos, are you really mad that people are taking down Columbus? I know some Italians are. That's where it came. In the Sopranos, they were pissed because Columbus was Italian. But do anybody truly pissed they're taking down Columbus?
Not offhand.
Neither do I. I mean, somebody will be. Because it's got to be the good old days.
Some people call this Discoverer's Day.
That's okay.
Many people
call
it.
There's a lot of states and cities and, not a lot of states, but some of them, I believe, a lot of cities are just saying, no, we're not. It's not Columbus anymore. It's indigenous.
Do they still do the parade? In some places?
I don't know.
They did it one time.
Yeah, they did,
I don't know if that's gone by the wayside. Or
some kids don't have school today.
Like yours?
Yeah.
Really?
And my kids got school today.
Yeah, I think they called it fall break.
Yeah.
It was because they were off Friday. Friday and Monday.
Yeah, my kids are off this Friday for some reason.
Denver, Seattle, Phoenix, Portland, Albuquerque. They all call it Indigenous Peoples Day, as does the entire state of South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota does too.
Really?
Oh,
and because, Alaska.
Well, yeah.
Because they have lots of indigenous people in South Dakota.
Right.
Probably none of them fans of Columbus.
Not many, I'm sure.
Grr. Yeah. Grr. Columbus Day. Grr.
Recent survey says that the average adult has not made a new friend in the last 5 years.
What do they mean by friends? We all have acquaintances.
Like a new friend?
A new friend, yeah.
Yeah, you're never too old to make new friends.
Yeah, I think we've all had somebody within the last 5 years.
About 40% of us say that we have trouble making friends because of introversion or shyness. A third of adults blame their lack of new friendships on their aversion to the bar scene. That's where everybody figures you go socialize and meet new friends. A third of respondents also feel that everyone else's circle of friends has already been formed, so you can't get into that crowd, you can't make any more new friends there.
That happens a lot with when you move for work. You see that old high school buddies, they've known each other forever. They don't talk to anybody else. Yeah.
Right.
Well, we live in a fairly decent sized city, but it's still like a small big city because everybody went to school with everybody. You know, and some of those guys are willing to get out of their comfort zone and hang out with somebody different. I get it, but most of them just go right back. You know, you're not in that scene. You know,
and you don't even have to move very far. Like when we moved,
you moved from a different town.
Well, no, but I mean, just when we moved across town, my wife and I, when we moved into a new neighborhood. You know, with like the neighborhood had block parties and things, and we tried to go once or twice, and we really got the feeling like, yo, you people aren't part of the gang.
Right. Then don't go. You're right. Then screw them.
And so we just stopped.
Yeah. Are you yet?
No.
No?
No.
I don't blame you for that.
We just moved. It's only been 7 years.
I read a piece the other day that led me to believe that I'm not as much as of an introvert as I was led to believe previously.
Did you read that in your office by yourself?
Yeah.
When not hanging out with anybody?
Yeah. No, but take for example, there was a listener on Facebook who came to me for camping advice because he was
you're friend listeners, I know.
Yeah. And we exchanged back and forth, and
now you're dating, right?
He's moving to Colorado, so he came over the other day and
he's moving. Okay, got it.
Dropped off a bunch of gifts just for me, helping with his camping thing. Gave me one of those inversion tables so I can
hang upside down.
Yeah, so I can hang upside down, which doesn't really help.
Doesn't help your neck?
No.
Doesn't your head pull down on your big noggin, pull down your back spine? I think that would work.
Yeah, I would think it would.
Do you get taller?
You could.
Eventually.
Maybe attach some weights to your ears or something to really like yank on it.
Or like a heavy helmet.
Yeah.
Get a weighted helmet.
We'll come over and sit in your head.
No, that
pulls,
shot
pull weight down.
Again,
that I got on Tuesday worked like on Wednesday or Thursday, but now it's back to the same. Nothing. Can't have nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what happens next?
I don't know. I got to call into the doctor to say what happens next.
3 days later, really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
People are tired of hearing me bitch. But it sucks.
That thing still bothering you?
Yeah.
No, I think people forget about that.
Nobody yelled, no, we're not. Nobody yelled that.
No.
That's part of the show.
People forget, and that's why we have to say, thing still bothering you? Because we didn't hear you last time.
No, nobody's more tired of something wrong with me than me.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, the new thing is coming out. Oh, somebody, I know what it was, somebody mentioned it, about you shooting your refrigerator again. That's the new.
Oh, yeah.
That's making its way around our social stuff.
There. That's ancient history.
It doesn't matter. It's new to the audience, new to us. I forgot. I read something that was really funny from a listener about you shooting the fridge.
Because him shooting the fridge on its own isn't funny enough.
And somebody came up with a nickname for LD, too. I like Naked LD, but somebody said, we can call him Skin Dog. That was a listener, because LD's bitching about his name. Instead of Len Dog, call him Skin Dog. It just sounds worse, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Naked LD sounds more fun. Skin Dog sounds like he means business.
Yeah,
it seems creepy.
That seems like something you would have removed from your taint or something. Like
get that Skin Dog, cut that off there.
We got an email from a lady who, I guess her inbox got spammed with 9 nude friendly destinations.
Oh, yeah, was that? Yeah. I wanted to share it with the LD, right?
And she was blaming LD for hacking her email.
Google was probably listening to us, right. and heard the words and then sent her those.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was something like that.
Yeah.
You can sit in front of a computer and just think of something, and it reads your freaking mind. an ad will pop up with whatever you were thinking about.
Yeah, moving to a city is one of the top reasons for not finding new friends. Not having hobbies conducive to making friends is another reason.
Did you meet all the guys playing on your Frisbee ping pong club there through that?
Ping pong.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it had to be somebody that introduced you to those guys.
Yes.
Was it Luke?
No, okay. No. It was through the drag strip.
Got it. All right.
Yep. Never too old to make new friends.
Just bad at it.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't really care.
I'll admit, I'm bad at that.
Yeah.
45% of those surveyed said that they'd go out of their way to make new friends if they knew how or had more opportunities to do so. Which means that many people are just comfortable with the friends they've got. If only 45% of us would try and find new friends.
Well, we work with our friends, so we don't want to hang out with them.
There is that.
It's true.
I mean, it's totally true.
We don't want to waste
it. Well, there's an aversion to it, but we're all pretty busy dudes, so if we ever have an event or something, we have fun together. But other than that, yeah, I'll see you Monday.
Wow. They say that we've got that the average adult has 16 current active friendships.
But are they, once again, are they, the people that move, they count the people they still have friends back where they're from?
I don't know.
Because of that, they could still be active, especially with texting and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I would count that.
Yeah,
of these 16 sure. friends, three are considered friends for life. Five are worthy of a one-on-one hangout session. Eight generally well-liked, but not enough to hang out with.
I like you, but I'm not coming over to your house for a game.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook
well,
post.
You're in our group.
Yeah.
You're in our group, but we ain't hanging out.
And then you got to add a fact in there that certain guys' friends, and then you meet a guy, you say, and this happens both ways. I'm not picking on anybody here, but certain people meet other people, then they want you to hang out with them. And there was an old comedian, it might have been even Louis C.K.'s bit years ago, basically said, your wife has a friend, and then she brings her husband over, and you're going, oh, this guy. Like, you don't even know who the guy is, but it's like, and he's thinking the same thing, ah. This guy. Because, yeah, wives will do that. And I'm guessing their guys will do that, too. They become friends and get their wives together. I don't like her. Oh, Jesus.
I bet you.
No, guy. No, you don't want to hear that crap. But either way, but if you say it to your... I'm not really... That dude's okay, but I really don't want to do that, you know? Oh, ah!
Yeah, you're a bad guy.
You know, we could all have separate friends. Let's not hang out as couples. I mean, I don't really know anybody personally like that.
Naturally.
But
I'm sure some situations like that work out.
No, but there are situations where, you know, okay, the dude's okay, yeah, but it's that we don't have anything really in common. And vice versa. He might not like you either, you know? And with girls, too. Two guys get together, buddies, hey, we're both married. Hey, we should all go out somewhere and bring our wives together. I'm picking on both sides here,
like, my biggest problem in those situations, and I've been accused of this around the office, right, too, like when somebody new starts here, I don't introduce myself because I just assume that they don't care.
Yeah, like, it's true. Like, yeah. Well, like, they've always done a bad, even for the, as long as we've been working in radio, they've always done a bad job of introducing people. I know. And then you guys started this dick thing where don't talk to Todd and Tyler for years, you know, because you scare the young people.
That was
away.
Mostly.
They all did it. That wasn't just one. They all do it. They all did it.
Right.
Yeah,
but that's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Don't make eye contact.
Now I appreciate it.
With Todd and Tyler.
But not even just here. I mean, when I meet new people, I assume that they don't
care. You assume they're like you. Whatever. Shake hands and move on with your life.
Yeah.
Right. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and then I get accused of being antisocial.
Yeah.
I'm not. I just know that they don't care.
Yeah, if they feel like I do, they don't care.
They don't care who I am and what I do.
Right. And we've learned over the years that they don't hang around long.
Who the people actually work with?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because eventually we see an email saying
somebody got fired.
They've moved on. They're pursuing other opportunities. Right. So, yeah, I try not to bond too closely with them because
ever since Me Too,
you know, just get my heart broken.
Don't hit on anybody in the hallway anymore, you know?
Yeah, that was it.
No, I've been...
Yeah, that's how we used to meet salespeople back in the old days.
Me too.
I mean, this is how
we
bad
would
it
hit
is.
On them.
Yeah. I've been told Craig is the most sociable of all of us.
He is.
Oh, absolutely.
I see him.
He's the most friendly.
I'll leave the bathroom after the show at 10. I look, and he's going down the hallway, walking towards all the salespeople.
Yeah.
I know.
Putting his arms around people.
Making friends.
Craig was the first one to introduce himself to me. Oh, wow. I am.
Well, Craig's in the office, too. He's the only one in our office.
But he is the ambassador.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanders after the show.
Yeah, for the rest of the staff, he's the ambassador of the show.
And to be fair, it is by default.
Yeah.
True. Oh, yeah, big time.
But
yeah,
we
nobody
could,
else
you
wants
can't,
to
you can't fall off the floor.
We could have a worse ambassador.
Really?
Yeah, like any one of us.
He's right.
I think it's tough with friendships, too. If you meet somebody and you find out something about them that you go, oh, we ain't going to be hanging out much.
Yeah.
The old Ron White meeting Lundholm years ago and saying, you're the alcoholic comedian here. Don't drink anymore. You know, we ain't going to be hanging out much. But with this way, it's some other crap right now. If I find out something about somebody, I don't need that in my life.
Yeah. Pennsylvania State Police say that a 16-year-old girl was reported missing. She got located and brought in. Troopers did the unthinkable. They took the girl's cell phone.
Uh-oh.
They put it on a desk. WTAE reports that troopers did not allow anyone in custody to have a cell phone.
That's Steeler fan. Did you say Pittsburgh to begin with? Or when it was
Indiana County.
Yeah, that's Pittsburgh fan. TAE's out of Pittsburgh.
The girl then took her phone back after the troopers had put it on the desk.
Can't have that from her.
The trooper tried to take the cell phone away from her again. This turned into a struggle.
My wife would take the phone back from the cops, too.
Multiple troopers got involved. Multiple troopers tried to restrain the girl. Multiple troopers were kicked and scratched by the 16-year-old girl.
You don't like me when I'm angry. Holy
crap. The girl was eventually restrained. She's now been charged with aggravated assault and other offenses thanks to her phone being put on the desk over there.
How hardcore was she that one trooper couldn't hold her down?
She went straight Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She a biggin?
She's 16.
She's
there's
scrappy.
No pictures.
She's scrappy, whatever it is.
That
you know?
Phone has a lot of power.
Yeah.
You gotta have that.
You don't mess with that phone.
Kick your ass.
My life's in there.
What was she busted for originally? Oh, she went missing. Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Skin, Petey Mac a little later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.